Aircheckdownloads.com.
Lawks and Mercy. What a noisy bunch of reprobates they are. Number 10 in 1965, that was Them. And Please Don't Go. How are you this morning? Trust we find you well. We'll be catching up with the latest travel situation in a moment or two. So if you're wondering what this situation is on the roads and so on and so forth, we'll be talking to Shaney Birch at the AA. Before we do, though, here's a story. This is in the Times, or was in the Times yesterday, and I thought this was so unusual. And it's one of those stories that just proves that truth is stranger than fiction. And it concerns a lady called Caroline Turner, who's been working for 12 years as a diligent physical education teacher at Smyrna High School in Nashville, Tennessee. Y'all. And last week, she was arrested. And you get this. I mean, this is, you know, imagine if you go to the school, this is your PE teacher who you look up to and you respect. She was arrested on charges of spending her summer holidays robbing banks dressed as a bearded man. You've got to do something with your holidays, haven't you, really? The Nashville police say they detained Miss Turner, age 34, last Wednesday as she crouched behind the front seat of a hired car full of wigs and men's clothing. According to detectives, she pulled off 5 robberies at Nashville banks in the past few months. She's also suspected of holding up 9 fast food restaurants, and she faces a maximum of 80 years in prison and fines of $1 million, which translates to £600,000. According to Detective Mike Broadwell, who's been looking into the case, she got into financial difficulty, got desperate and probably thought she needed an easy way out. And the bank robberies netted only about £8,000. Tennessee police had been hunting a woman as the victims of the bank robberies were not fooled by the heavy beard and hats worn by their high-voiced assailant. Because she went in with the beard and all the rest of it and said, "Hand over your money, yo!" Sounding like Penelope Pitstop, I think. Anyway, a friend of Miss Turner with her car, or who was with her in the car at the time of her arrest, told police she often played practical jokes and dressed up as a man. But it's no joke, is it? Robbing banks. Amazing story. Anyway, she has been caught, and I think they're going to, as they say in that neck of the woods, throw the book at her. We're going to be hearing about a chap called Ewan Hooper. Who is Ewan Hooper, I hear you say? I've got Mike O'Brien, head of our sales team, the South of Swallow 3. He's in the room at the moment. Ewan Hooper, do you know who he is?
Right.
No, well, I'll tell you. He's the camp controller in Heidi High. Now, do you know who he is? That's the chap who plays that. And he's in the Northcott Theatre's production of Never the Sinner as a replacement after Anthony Quayle had to withdraw. And we'll be hearing more about that a bit later on in the programme. In fact, we'll be doing that at around 9:15. Before we do all that, though, let's catch up with what's happening on the roads.
The Travel Service Update is brought to you in association with Reeds of Honiton and Burton Bradstock Motor Company, your local Vauxhall dealers.
And we're waiting to talk to Shaney Birch at the AA. Morning, Shaney.
Hello, Bob. Well, lovely blue skies in most areas at the moment. I hear they're not quite so lucky in North Devon, though. This is Shaney Birch on Southwest 103 for AA Roadwatch.
Thanks very much, Shaney. And the trains and boats and planes, no problems with them this morning. And also the buses going okay. So everything fine for you travellers. Let's have a bit of Kirsty MacColl, shall we? An old kink song that she's given a very good new lease of life to. That's Kirsty MacColl, and thank you for the day. Southwest 103, local radio for East Devon, West Dorset and South Somerset. And keen on your contributions. We're going to be having a look for the first time at our What's On file in a few minutes' time. And we'd love to hear from you. If there's an announcement we could get on for you, perhaps we could do a helpline for you. Perhaps your organisation could do with a bit of assistance of one sort or another. Well, we could do a helpline for you. We could do a lost and found for you. And you know what to do. The address to write to is Southwest 103, 1 Swan Yard High Street, Honiton, Devon, EX148LW, or phone us up. Liz is in the office, 0404 47103. That's 0404 47103, and we'll be only too happy to do it for you. You're listening to your local radio station, and in just a moment we go off to the world of theatre. That's coming up next on Breakfast with Bob on Southwest 103.
Aircheckdownloads.com.